U.S. reaches out to Microsoft executive. Stay tuned for On News. April 2011, Redmond, Washington. The U.S. government may have found a new secretary of chicanery. Microsoft executive Ron Markovich, speaking to a technology blog of the Wall Street Journal, said that, quote, every dollar you spend on software from Microsoft, you spend $6 trying to get it to do anything, unquote. The astonishing statement was later picked up by an incredulous Business Insider and carried on Yahoo Finance. Granted, Mr. Markovich is the liaison to Microsoft resellers and was merely saying that, by add-ons such as Pakistani help desks, these partners can make up the money they can't make by jacking up the price of Windows. However, the statement struck a chord with Microsoft users. Ever since MS-DOS, users have spent 6 times the purchase price trying to get the code to work. Since the introduction of Windows, they have instead spent 14 times the purchase price trying to get the output to be prettier. Mr. Markovich's audacious admission has gotten him a job offer from the U.S. government. Speaker of the House John Boehner, some pronounce that Boehner, said, quote, try as we might to lard up the tax code with inscrutable special interest favors, we have failed to make it cost the taxpayer any more than $1.40 to pay a dollar of tax. Ron has the skills to help us improve this ratio, unquote. President Obama had been in talks with his protege, Governor Deval Patrick of Massachusetts, who has gotten it to cost the state $2.40 to collect a dollar of tolls. But Mr. Obama was impressed with Mr. Markovich's $6 figure and said he could become a czar to bypass Senate confirmation. Mr. Obama agreed in the notorious budget deal to fire 4 czars, but he says, quote, I sure didn't agree not to appoint new ones, unquote. Czar Markovich of the Department of Chicanery would have trouble reinstating the law forcing businessmen to tell the IRS of every trip to Staples that might total $600 in the year. That rule, hidden in the health care reform, is opposed by everyone in Congress who wants to tell constituents he voted to repeal Obamacare without actually doing so. But the czar said he has an even better idea. Make everyone earning more than $250,000 file their taxes in person in Washington, the Capitol. He said, quote, it is high time the government stopped doing favors for millionaires and billionaires, unquote. He says he will have the administration's support. During the 2008 campaign, ABC reporter Charlie Gibson warned Mr. Obama that burdening rich taxpayers might lower payments. But candidate Obama defended it as fairness. And Joe Biden told another ABC reporter, quote, it's time to be patriotic, unquote. Czar Markovich said that if the file-in-person rule does not burden the upper class, he will require them to fill out Form 1040, not with a writing instrument, but by cutting the numerals out of the paper with toenail scissors. This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.